Tannis Esther, Wednesday the 7th of March, Rabbi Jerry Grunfeld, Tannis Esther, Purim.
Okay, even though we haven't yet arrived at Sefer Vayikra, I'd like to begin with a pasuk from Sefer Vayikra. We are in the middle of Mishkan, so we have a right to speak about Korbanos already. There's a pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra which says the following. Ve'im mina oif oila korbona l'Hashem. If somebody wants to be makriv an oila, vikriv mina toirim oi min b'nei yoina. He has to bring a toira or b'nei yoina. It's a turtle dove. These are the two birds. These are the only two birds which one can bring. Is the Ramban is Masber, why Dafka Ben Yoina? Why was the Ben Yoina chosen out of all the birds to be used as a korban? Says the Ramban, quoting a Medrash from Shir HaShirim, Ma Yoina Zu, just like the Yoina, Afapi She'at Noitel Goizlea Mitachteho, Eima Necha Shoifcha La'olam. A Yoina is one of the only birds which, if you rifle its nest and you steal its eggs or its chicks, all other birds will never nest there again. They will never return to nest there again. Once their chicks have been rifled, they won't go back to that nest. Except the Ben Yoina will always return to its old sheva, to its old nest. That's what the Medrash says. And the Medrash compares this to Klal Yisrael. The same is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will never desert the Ribbono Shel Olam, whatever happens to them. In their history, they always return to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They never leave. That's why Klal Yisrael are compared to a Ben Yoina, and that's why the Ben Yoina was chosen as the bird to use for a korban. My question is there any connection between korbanos and this concept? As the Ramban puts it, Klal Yisrael have always had the clarion call, O Yehudi Oit Sluth. That's the way the Ramban puts it. O Yehudi Oit Sluth, either you let us remain Yidden, or we're prepared to be crucified. That has been the clarion call of Klal Yisrael. They will never leave the Ribbono Shel Olam. They will never desert. And that message is given to us via Korbanos, by the choice of a Ben Yoina. Is there a connection with this strength of a Yid who's able to say, O Yehudi Oit Sluth and Korbanos? Why is this message, the Torah chooses to give us this message of O Yehudi Oit Sluth via Korbanos? Is there a connection to the Korbanos and this gewaldige strength, inner strength of Klal Yisrael to say, O Yehudi Oit Sluth? And I think the answer is yes. Quoting a pasuk, or psukim, from Parshas Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu warns that Klal Yisrael will desert the Ribbono Shel Olam in terms of Torah mitzvahs, and terrible things will happen to them. Gofris v'melech sreifach ol arzah lo yisizorah v'lo yisatzmiach v'lo yaleh po kol esef. Terrible things will happen. V'amru kol agoyim ameh os Hashem koch ol oris azos. Why has the Ribbono Shel Olam done this terrible thing to Klal Yisrael? V'omru, and they will say, the goyim will say, they will understand, al asher ozvis bris Hashem elokei avosam, asher koras imam b'tzio isam meretz Mitzrayim, v'yelchu v'yavdu lehim acherim, they have served foreign gods, v'yishtachu lehim, v'yicha af Hashem v'or sahi, and therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam has been angry, and he's thrown them out of his land, v'yitshev Hashem el admosam, v'af uv'cheim uv'ketzev godol, v'yashlichem, and Eretz Acheres, and he's thrown them out into another land. Vayashlichem el Eretz Acheres, says the Alshich. Vayashlichem el Eretz Acheres. The goyim use The goyim are saying this. The goyim use the words Vayashlichem el Eretz Acheres. That the Ribbono Shel Olam has thrown them out. Says the Alshich. The act of throwing is the following. I stand here and I throw the ball away. So the ball leaves the thrower. So what the Goyim have been saying is that once Klal Yisrael have sinned and the Ribbono Shel Olam has thrown them out of Eretz Yisrael, it's been a hashlocha. The Ribbono Shel Olam has stayed there and he has thrown them out, and therefore they have been excommunicated, and there's been a severance between the connection of the Ribbono Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam has been so angry, Gofrich HaMelech, that he's thrown them out. He should be mashlich them. He stayed there. They've gone there, and now they've been excommunicated, and they'll never return. And that's been the clarion call of the Christians throughout the millennia, that the Jews sinned, they were exiled, and they're never coming back. And Christianity has taken over. We're the new Messiah. Vayashnichem el eretz acheres. That's how the Alshech learns this. Va'omru kol agoyim. Vayashnichem. They've been mishlochim. And the truth of the matter is, they're right. Can one turn the clock back? Al pisvara, the goyim are right. Klai Yisrael were warned. They didn't listen. They were ovru al abris. They transgressed the covenant. They cut themselves off in the Rabbein Shlem. So the Rabbein Shlem, the Chayrish, who cut themselves off. You've had your chance. You've lost. You've sinned. And now to go. So al pisvara, they're right. As I stated in Rishalmi. Sha'alu l'chochma. They asked chochma, choyte ma'u anshoi. What's the oynish of the chochma, of a choyte? Amru lahem, chochma answered, chatoim tirdaf ro. You can't turn the clock back. Once you've sinned, then evil will pursue them. There's no return. Sha'alu l'nevuah. They didn't ask just chochma, they asked l'nevuah. Choyte ma'u anshoi. What's the chet of a... What's the oynish of a choyte? Amru lahem, hanefesh hachatas. He Thomas. Nevuah said that. Al pisvara, you cannot turn the clock back. You've sinned, you've transgressed the covenant, you're out. And you're out for good. Sha'alu l'kut shubrichu. They asked Ribbono Shleilam, Chayte ma'u anshoi. What's the einesh of a chayte? And Ribbono Shleilam was machadesh a new svara. Amr lahu, said the Ribbono Shleilam, Yasu tshuva v'yeschapeloi. They can do tshuva, and they will be niskapa, they will be forgiven. That's a chiddush of the Rebbeinu Shlom, which neither Nevuah nor Chochma were able to be machadish. Because al pisvara, you can't turn the clock back. Need the Rebbeinu Shlom b'chvoid of ha'atzmai to tell us the chiddush of tshuva. Without the chiddush of tshuva, the going would be right. We would be miyash. Once we've been thrown out, that's it. There's no coming back. We failed. It's at the goyim, they're right. That's hashlocha. Comes on the Rabboni Shleilam, and it's mechadish, the chiddush of tshuva. This is how the Alshech carries on. Gevaldi. V'hoyo, this is the continuation of the Torah. V'hoyo, the goyim say, hashlocha. V'hoyo, ki yuvoy alecha kol advoy ma'eleh, ha'brocha v'aklola, says the Rabboni Shleilam, and all these terrible things will happen. The brocha, if you keep the Torah, v'aklola, and if you don't keep the Torah, all these terrible things will happen. And I will return you, yes? And you do tshuva, and then Rabbi Yishai says, I'll return you, come back to Eretz Yisrael. But then Rabbi Yishai uses the Lashon HaShehidichacha Hashem Elokecha Shama. They use the Lashon Hashlocha, Rabbi Yishai uses the Lashon Hadocha. Hadocha is if you sweep, the broom goes with you. That's what Hadocha is. I push. When you push, the pusher comes behind. The Goyim say Hashlocha, and they're right without the Chiddush of Tshuva. Comes the Rabbi Yishai and says, Vashevoise Levecho, you'll do Tshuva. Then you should know, there was never more than a Hedichacho. I will never excommunicate myself from you. You will always have the chance to return. That's the chiddush of tshuva. If so, then we can understand why the Torah is merames, the idea of o Yehudi, o Sluv, by korbanos. Where did they get this inner strength from? Where did Klal Yisrael find this incredible strength to say o Yehudi, o Sluv? The answer is with the chiddush of korbanos. What is the chiddush of korbanos? The idea of a korban is the idea of tshuva. As Rav Samson Ford Hirsch says so beautifully, the idea of a sacrifice or an offering is a terrible word. An offering, you offer something up to appease an angry God. Or a sacrifice, I sacrifice something for myself, I give something away. That's not the idea of a korban. The idea of a korban is krav. You have been choyte, you have slipped away. A choyte is lehachtis amatoros. It's a slip away from your target. When you shoot and you miss, you say that's a lehachti. So a person who has sinned has distanced himself from the Rabbeinu Shleim. comes along the korban, as Ramban said, there by the grace of God go I, as it were, it should have been me, and I'm makriv the korban, I'm makriv the blood, it should have been me, and I come back, I'm carrying myself back to the Rabban, comes from Loshon Krav, I'm able to return to the Rabban Shalom via the korban. A korban has to have smicha and vidui. You do smicha and vidui in the korban. So therefore, the korban is the way back. The Rabban Shalom was mechadish to Klal Yisrael for the first time, the idea that you can come back. Nevuah said you can't. Thomas, Chochma said, Thomas comes on Rabban Yisrael and says, So once Klal Yisrael know the Chiddush of Korbanos, they have the inner strength never to give up. That's where you get the Yehudi Yosnufa. We know there's always what they say, Hashlocha, you'll never come back. That would kill us, that would make us miyash. We know Hadocha, and that was given to us by the Chiddush of Korbanos, and therefore comes along the Chiddush of Ben Yoina, the turtle dove, where the Rosh Hashanah tells, take a Ben Yoina. In the Ben Yoina, the idea of a korban lies the idea that we can always return and there will never be excommunication. This terrible nesoyin of Hashlocha was first experienced by Klal Yisrael at the time of Purim. They had been thrown out of the land by Nebuchadnezzar. They were now at the end of 70 years of Golus, and that's what the Goyim was saying. Hashlocha. Triumphant. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They were in a matzav of Yish, and now came this terrible gezeira of Haman. The Hashmid, Lare, or the Abed is Kol HaYehudim. That was Hashlocha. But what happens? They did tshuva. Mordechai yoda kol asher naaseh. Vayikra Mordechai is begodov. Sorry? Yeah. Vayibashak ve'efer. And Esther said, Lech knois kol ha-yehudin ha-mesoim b'shushim v'tsumu lai. V'al taichlu. V'al tishtu. Gimel yomim. And the Medrash says the Mordechai lokach kof beis elef tinoi, because everyone knows it. He took 22,000 children. The beis Medrash. Vayishu lefonov, v'sakim b'masneim, v'oiskim b'toira, v'yitzoyekim avoyachim. In other words, Klal Yisrael did tshuva, sak v'efer. Mordechai lifted them out of their yish. They said, Haman said hashlocha, and he said, no, you can come back. That was the first time Klal Yisrael experienced en masse, Lehashma v'larog, and they were in a state of Yush, comes along Mordechai and lifts them out. O Yehudi, O Tzluv, we will never give up. They found the inner strength to do tshuva. I once told this over, many, 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 many years ago, to a chavrus of mine, Rav Yaakov Moore, who's one of the, like a yeshir in Yeshiva the Tzirim in Geiser. He said to me, that goes beautifully with the famous Gemara. The Gemara says the following in Megillah Tezayin. Vayikach Haman es halevush v'sasus. Haman took the levush v'sasus. He'd been ordered to parade Mordechai. He had to dress him up in the king's clothing. And he found them all, the Talmid HaChom, all sitting and learning. Omar lehu b'maya siktu. What are you dealing with? What are you learning here? And he found them in the Beis HaMedrash. He was looking for Mordechai to fetch him. He found them in the Beis HaMedrash, and they were learning. Mordechai was teaching his Talmidim. What were they learning? Omulei, they said. Bizman shebeis HaMikdash kayim, the time when the Beis HaMikdash was existing, man de menadav mincha, somebody was menadav a mincha, maise molekumse, he would take, the kayim would take a fistful, the sultah of soiles, mischapelei, and he would take a kamis and put it on his back, and he would have a kapora. Omar lehu, he said to them, Osa melekumse ditchu, your fistful of kamitsa, v'docha sora alfikikra kaspedidi, and it pushed away my fistful. I gave 10,000 talents of silver to destroy you, and your mincha, your fistful, your kamitsa has pushed me aside. That's what the Gemara says. What's the depth behind this conversation? Haman couldn't understand what's going on. Here he was, at the height of his career. He'd worked it out, hip and pull. He'd worked out, this was the auspicious time. The 70 years were over. The Bonishloan didn't seem to be redeeming them. Oh, this is Hashlocha of the First Order. He had it all worked out, all tied up. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has been mashlich Klal Yisrael. He's excommunicated himself from them, and there's not a chance. This is my time. Echabzerayim, that's an Amalek. Amalek understands. The Amalek understands when he buys his time, he works it out, he says, oh, now's the time. Obviously, they've been excommunicated. Let's go for them. And all of a sudden, he's told by the king to go and fetch Mordechai, and he understands this is the beginning of the end. This is the beginning of the end. Suddenly, me Igra Rama, Nabira Amikta, he's suddenly from the dizzy heights, he's gone crashing down. He didn't understand what's going on. Then he understood. What is a mincha? They were learning mincha sa'oimah. It was a time of Tezayin va'oimah. It was a time of Nisan. They were learning mincha sa'oimah. They were learning the union of korbonos. A kamitza, your bachap on the mizbeach. He suddenly understood. Good heavens, they've got something here which I didn't realize they've had. They got the koyach tshuva. They got the koyach kapara. Your fistful. The kohen puts in a fistful on the mizbeach and they can achieve a kapara, and all of a sudden there's a return. They're not excommunicated. That's incredible. That's the depth behind the conversation which took place between Mordechai and Haman. And he also said to me, I don't know, so that's a very nice idea. The Mishnah Shkolim says that Mordechai, it says that who was in charge of the kinim? The kinim. Once the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, the second Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, they had appointed certain officers over various sections of the Beis HaMikdash. Who was in charge of the kinim, that the money was put into the boxes for the kinim, which was at Torah and B'nai Yoina. Those were the birds which people had to bring. Zod, they had to bring certain korbanos. Who was in charge of that? It says, Shepsachya hoya mamuna ala kinim. Psachya was mamuna ala kinim. Who's Psachya? The name's Psachya. Says the Mishnah, Mordechai. Mordechai was called Psachya. Rashi says this was the Mordechai of Shushan HaBira, our Mordechai. He obviously came back with the Goyle, he came back with Ezra, and he was appointed to be in charge of the Kinim. Why was he called Psachya? He would answer all the difficult questions. He knew 70 languages. Why Dafka Mordechai? Mordechai is Muna ala Kinim? The answer is yes. That's the symbolic Mordechai. Mordechai was the one who was Machadish to Klal Yisrael. The idea that you can return, it's not excommunication, it's not Hashlocha, but it's Hadocha, and you can return, and via the idea of O Yehudi Aislu, which was given to us through the Kinim, through the birds, through the Torah and the Ben Yoina, so he was appointed symbolically to teach Klal Yisrael that we can always come back, and that symbol was given to us via the Korban of Torah of Ben Yoina. That was Haman. Haman was a symbol of Hashlocha, and we came back, we understood that it's Hadocha. I just want to end up with an idea which I had, the following idea, just to get you into the Purim spirit. Chazal say, Chai of Inish, Nibsuma Bapuria Adla Yoda Ben Ora Homa Baruch Mordechai. Person is supposed to get a little bit intoxicated to the point where he can't tell the difference between Ora Homan and Baruch Mordechai. On that Chazal, on that Gemara, the Ran says the following. Do Amrinim B'Yerushalmi, the Mechayev Lameima Baruch Mordechai, Ora Homon, Brucha Esther, Arura Zeresh, Vegam Charvoina Zochelatoiv, Umechayev Lipsume Adelayodai Maika Oma. This is Lashon of the Ran. The Ran is asking the following question. Where did Chazal get this idea? Chayev Ilish Lipsume Adelayoda Bein Ora Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Why did they choose this expression, Ora Haman and Baruch Mordechai? Intoxicated. Yeah, a person has to be intoxicated. Why did they choose out this Lashon, Orahamonah? Where did they get this from? Orahamonah Baruch Mordechai. Why did they come with this expression? Says the Ran, B'Shem the Rishalmi, because there's another halacha. There's another halacha that we have to say clearly, Orahamon Baruch Mordechai. There is a halacha that you have to say it with clarity. And that's a halacha. I want you to know something. That's a halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Tzorech Shayoyma Oro Haman Baruch Mordechai. That's halacha brought down by the Machaber. So I just want you to know that when you sing Shoshanas Yaakov after the Megillah, this is not just a piyut. This is a halacha. After the Megillah, there's a halacha that one has to say clearly. Baruch Mordechai, Oro Haman, Arura Zeresh, Brucha Esther, Vegam Chavoyna Zoch and Atayim. This is not just a piyut. So it's very often nobody bothers to say. Everyone says some are singing, some are not singing, some are rolling up the Megillahs. There's a halacha in the morning after you finish the Megillah, you have to say with absolute clarity, Baruch Mordechai. So please, sing Shoshanas Yaakov, sing it, say it, but do it. Don't schnobble it. I just made up the word. Don't schnobble it. Say it properly, because it's halacha. Says the Ran, where did Chazal get this Adeloyo? There's another halacha of Adeloyo. There's another halacha that you should intoxicate yourself. So where did Chazal get this? Whatever it is, something plucked out, or what the answer is. That which you have to say with clarity, there's a point of time during Purim where you should drink enough that you can't say this anymore with clarity. Amazing. There's two halachas. One is to say it clearly, and one is to say it, not to be able to say it. Must be two different times a day. I wanted to say, that's where the Rambam gets it from. The Rambam Paskins when is this in of Chayiv Inishvili? When should you get to this state? That's during the Suda. The Rambam gets during the Suda. Why does it get wet during the Suda? Maybe it's because of Mishter Simcha. So Megillah says Mishter Simcha. So when you have Simcha Ever Bottom of Yain, then you should have Mishter as well, then you should have Yain. So the two things go together, Mishter Suda. And so Esher Lodish is, he saw two halachas. They're a steal, they're a contradiction. One halacha has to say it clearly, one halacha has to say it in the, you shouldn't know what you're talking about. So how do you fit the two in? One's in the morning after the Megillah, and one is during the Suda, but they're two opposite halachas. One's to say it with clarity during the day, and then afterwards to intoxicate yourself to a point where you don't know with clarity. What a funny two halachas, like a steer in Menea Bay. Why do you have these two halachas? Which seem to be contradictory, not mutually inclusive, but mutually exclusive. So I would like to suggest the answer is that Chazal wanted us to play out the Golas syndrome. Purim is that prototype that, for the first time in the history of Klal Yisrael, that it looked like, that's what it looked like. Baruch Haman va'oro Mordechai. That's what it looked like. Hashlocha. And that's what the Golis has looked like throughout the millennium. And that's what the Christians and the Goyim have said throughout history. You've had it. You've been cut off. It's Taka Oro Mordechai, it's Baruch Haman. That's what Golus looks like. And that was played out in the Purim story. But it didn't finish like that. V'napichu. It was turned topsy-turvy to the point that it became Baruch Mordechai, Baruch Haman, and that always was the plan. Rabban Shah will never excommunicate himself. There will never be Ashlocha. It's no more than Adoch, and it's a corrective measure which the Rabbi Shai sends to Klal Yisrael to correct them. But it'll never be excommunication. So on Purim, we play out the Golas syndrome, because that's what the first time it happened. It was a prototype for the future. So if ever we come through 2,000 years of Golas, we come to a point in Yish, go back to Purim and you understand that it's not like that. So we play out the Golas. First we say it with clarity at the time of the Megillah. And then we move into a mode as if we're in God's head. It looks like Baruch Haman or Mordechai, but at the end of the day, it's not like that. So Purim is a play out of what takes place of the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Ribbono Shel Olam. 9 o'clock. I wish you a Simchas Purim. Don't get too drunk, but enjoy.
Good.